WWZ. Any station available for the Q-Show?
4PXB.
So, Lloyd, good evening. Haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing?
So, like I said, had a birthday party on Sunday, so then had to get everything prior to that, and also been working till almost like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, so it's, my days have been running all together.
Roger that. Well, did you happen to have any time to do any film day event stuff?
To some of it, like I said, yeah, other than that, with working and having the birthday that same weekend, having a birthday party that same weekend, pretty much the only thing I could do was listen.
Roger that. Well, I had a blast up at the film day camp for W4N, like the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. I had a literal blast. I made so many contacts on HF. Summer points, I was just sitting there laughing for joy. I had so much fun.
Well, doing when you had to break in for the net report on new stations contact.
Roger that. Yeah, I can imagine that may have been a little bit annoying, so sorry about that.
Reason to be sorry. What kind of radio do you have?
Right now, I only have this little Motorola 2-meter band rig. I'm using in the car. Eventually, I would like to get something in the range of either a Gazoo FTX400M or Icom 5100A.
Call, what radio you were using for the fest that was doing HF?
Oh, yes. It was one of the cloud radios. It was a Kenwood TF2000, and I definitely would love to get my hands on one of those.
I saw the 991 that Chad has, so I know the cost of that, and I'm having to look at a separate power supply with it. So, but, yeah, that's definitely doable, something I'm just looking around for when the time comes that I get something and we'll do all bands.
Having a tri-bander rig to a base station is very, very nice. What I like about the 2000, it has the antenna tuner inside of it, so you don't have to buy a tuner.
The thing, what kind of model, what model number did you say it was?
It was a Kenwood TS, Tango Sierra 2000.
What kind of, I know I heard it quite a while ago that Kenwood's going out of the ham radio business. What kind of support will you get after the fact of buying Kenwood's, or even if they're making current ones anymore?
Really do not know. I did not think about that. Maybe I should look at a Yahoo 991 instead.
4PXB for ID. Yeah, there may be other people around that can work on them, but like I said, definitely a possibility. I just wasn't sure what's going to be availability of them getting parts when the Kenwood stops making the ham radio stuff, and I'm not sure how quick they're going to be doing that.
You're right. I think there's got to be hams that know how to fix that kind of stuff. There has to be.
There are definitely people out there that would be able to fix them. It's just going to be always with anything, having the availability of parts. Depends on all what it is. Yeah, you could build your part and stuff like that. So it's always a possibility.
Yeah.
Active duty military, we, you know, redid some soldering stuff on radios and stuff like that, but and had to put new circuit boards on and stuff like that, but nothing in recent.
Your favorite radio? Like, what do you like so far besides the 991 for a base station?
The only radio that I talk on and that I've had any experience, well, I've got two of them. I've got a Baofeng that, like I said, is only 2 meter and 770, and then the Yaesu 2980. That's pretty much the only two that I've ever used, so I'm going to try to go somewhere and kind of look around. I wish I could have went to that ham fest or go somewhere and kind of test out ones and see how I like them.
I just think any radio I touch that I don't got that is nice and can do anything that I need it to do, I think I end up liking it. I've used an iPhone 706 Mark II. I've mostly had one of those. I think they're nice. I've used a 991A. I think they're nice. I'd love to have one of those. I've used the Kenwood now. I like those. Now I want one of those. It's just, I don't know. I feel kind of bad for being that way, because I guess that's kind of what the hobby is about. Speaking of the hobby, I'm studying for my general license.
Congratulations. Yeah, with any radio, and with pretty much with anything, it's all what you can afford and able to easily understand and program. Yeah, because you could have, inexpensive radio and have an impossible manners of programming it, and then you're pretty much got a paperweight. This is KO4PXB. I'm in now in the driveway, so I'm definitely going to go inside, and I'll say 73 until I talk with you again.
Roger that. 73, Floyd. It was a pleasure to talk to you. KO4WWZ, I'm clear for you, and I am still listening for anyone else who'd like that to be so.
C2DQV monitoring.
C2DQV. This is Kilo Oscar 4. Whiskey Zulu. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Could I get your call again? I didn't catch it quick enough to write down.
My call is Kilo Oscar 4. Whiskey Zulu. I say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, QSL.
QSL, how are you doing tonight? Name here is Bob.
Doing perfectly good. I'm tired and I'm hot. Been working out in the hot sand all day. But other than that, I'm doing perfectly fine. How about yourself, Bob? It's nice to meet you, by the way.
Well, nice to meet you, too. I'm not doing too bad. I've just been sitting around the house most of the day, except in the morning. We had to go up to Simpsonville and do a little business, but that's about it.
This wouldn't happen to be the Bob that I participated in field day with, would it?
Negative. I didn't get to do any of that this year. I just sat around the house and kind of stayed off the radio that day.
We all need a break from the radio sometimes, I understand. I'll tell you one thing, I had so much fun making contacts on HF. It was awesome.
It is. Well, did you get any rain up that way?
What way are you referring to?
Down here between Fountain Inn and Gray Corn area, between there and Hickory Tavern, and we had one heck of a storm. I looked out the back window and watched it take down my G5 RV on one end, so I got to put that back up tomorrow.
Because I haven't been dead, right? Just the wind?
Heavy wind, but we also had a little hail and some really heavy rain along with it. It took down several trees in my area, some of them on my road.
Well, I hope that there's not been too much damage done, and I hope that you can get it back up and it works better than it did before. As for the rain that the film pays in, we had a couple of sprinkles every now and then, but it didn't really last too long.
Doing right now is a little bit of light sprinkles, but we sure had a heck of a storm here. It's the worst one I think I've seen in quite a while.
I can understand that. How big was the hail, do you know?
You just said it was probably pea size or a little bigger.
About a quarter of an inch, probably.
And?
I was saying it was about a quarter of an inch, probably.
Yep, that would be about right. Yep, that's the first I've seen of hail in quite a while.
Now that you said that, I have not really seen any significant hail since high school. One afternoon I was in high school, up at Pickens High School, and I've been staying a little late after to do some extra studying. And I was in the library, and all of a sudden a storm hit. And, man, it hailed so much and so large, it looked like snow had fallen on the ground. That's how bad it was.
Ah, hell. Here one time like that, it hailed enough so it looked like a light coating of snow on the ground for a couple of minutes, but it went away with the rest of the rain that came down on top of it. You go, I got the phone ringing out here, so I probably better go answer it. So it was good to talk to you. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, this is Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor.
73, Bob, good talking to you, it was a pleasure. KO4, WWZ, I'll be listening. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, normal. WZM, was that you? Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu calling KJ4 WZM. That KO4 WWZ listening.
4 WWZ
KO4 KO12. KO12, good evening, sir. How you doing?
Racking up all those contacts out there. I know I sit here and listen to you turn in a lot of them, so yeah, I want to give you a shout out on that. Over.
Thank you very much. It was a blast. I had so much fun. I had so much fun.
Roger, you can kind of tell. yeah, never did make it up there, but yeah, sounded like y'all did have a blast. I really didn't have anything to set up to take with me. That's kind of the main reason I didn't go. But yeah, maybe next time around.
Maybe we can get together one day and do some ham stuff together, non-film day related. I'm planning on trying to get my general within the next month, so if I can do that and be successful of it, I may have a chapter to just write in.
I've been thinking about studying again myself and see if I can go ahead and get the extra. I've been wanting to see about getting a shorter call time, but then again, now I've had this for so long and, you know, got badges and patches and all kinds of stuff with this call sign on it, so I'll probably end up sticking with it. But would like to go ahead and try it anyway.
How'd that get going?
I've got a little first responder bag that I use for the HT related stuff, kind of like a Comsco bag, and it's got a place for a Velcro patch on it, so I've got a Velcro patch with my call sign on it over there. Several badges, you know, from going to Hamfest and get a badge made. Yeah. If I could come up with a 2x1 call sign or a 1x2 call sign, I'd probably go ahead and jump on it, no matter what it was. But I heard somebody mention the site, and I can't remember the name of it. It's a guy's call sign, but you could go and check for 1x2 and 2x1 call signs that are available, and there is absolutely nothing in the in Foreland over there.
I've been wondering how I can get one of those license plates that has your call sign on it. I'd love to have one of those.
KI4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
AE7Q, AE7Q Alpha Echo 7 in Quebec. For the vanity call website. And Chandler, all you've got to do is go to the highway department and tell them that you are, show them your ham license and tell them you want to get a license plate with your call on it. I just thought I'd throw that out. KI4DOS, folks.
Well, thank you, Gary.
Gary, I could not come up with it myself, but that's a pretty neat site he's built there, and I just couldn't believe there were like zero Foreland calls over there.
Time to time, it depends on the availability of them. If it's silent key passes, if you have to wait 2 years or whatnot, unless you're related to them. And I've thought about changing my call, but shoot, everybody knows me by this one. And if I changed it, nobody'd know who they were talking to.
Recognize your voice, because you can never forget a voice like yours, Gary.
Well known anyway, so I could probably fade off into nothing if I change mine. Yeah, like I was telling Chandler, I've got, you know, badges and patches and all kinds of stuff with this one on it, so I'll probably hang on to it too. Be careful out there, and Chandler, I'm going to make a standby here for a little while. Good talking to you. Like I said, congrats on all the contacts over there. That was pretty awesome to hear. Anyway, you guys have a great evening. We'll talk to y'all later. K4CHY, clearly.
That 73C. Sales 4 WWC, KI4DOS. That sales 4 WWC, clear. And listen.